Chicago, July 16, year 2167. It's a rainy night.
Excuse me, sir. Where can I find lodging over here?
Get a laugh, geek.
What?
You're a Star Wars fan, aren't you?
What do you mean? What's Star Wars?
What's your name?
My name is Darth Vader.
See? You really think you're in Star Wars, geek?
I don't... Wait, hey, come back. I just need to know where there's a fucking motel around here.
Hey, man, great costume.
Costume? Never mind. Look, sir, that other guy called me a geek and refused to help me. I need to know where I can find lodging here.
Dude, you're going to a convention?
A convention? Listen, am I projecting some sort of stereotype I'm not aware of? Why am I getting this weird vibe from everyone around here?
Mostly because you're disguised like Darth Vader?
I am Darth Vader.
Well, with that costume, it's almost believable, bro.
No, you don't get it. I am Darth Vader. Why is this so unbelievable?
Because he's a character in a movie and not reality, bro.
What are you... A movie? What movie? I'm not a fictional character. Look. I need this breathing aid equipment to survive. I had a bad accident when I was young, and I've got to deal with this goddamn suit for the rest of time. Now can I please have some help here?
You need what again?
Lodging.
Right, lodging, like a motel.
Yeah, a motel would do. I won't be here long.
Where are you going?
Well, I don't live here at all. I need to go home.
Where about do you live? In another state?
In a galaxy. Far, far away.
A galaxy, right. How long did it take you to get here in the first place?
I left a long, long time ago. I was assigned to a special exploration mission that accidentally wound up shooting me through space and time in the wrong place. And the wrong era. I basically lost everything and everyone I knew. I'm pretty much screwed.
How the hell are you gonna get back?
Well, I hear of a bunch of anomalies in the Silvershine Zone.
Oh, crap, man, that place is awful. Watch out.
Yeah, I've heard. It's the Cosmos' crack house. But the freak rifts happening over there might just help me get back home.
Look, for all I care, you're just some geek dressed up in a Darth Vader costume, so why not just guide you to the nearest motel around and leave you with your issues?
Look, why is this so damn hard to believe? Look, I'll take this helmet off. Look here. See that? Without the helmet, I'm starting to breathe wrong. Hurry and look before he starts suffocating.
Man, what am I supposed to see here?
See how them tubes connected to my helmet go deep under my skin and my neck?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, that's gross. They're surgically connected to you.
Like I said, I can't survive without it.
Okay, man, you're like wheezing and choking. Put it back on.
Thanks. So do you understand?
So, you're like, you really are Darth Vader?
Yes, you got it, finally. Now where's the damn motel?
Man, walk one block that way, two blocks to your left, and you'll see the big Comfort Inn with the big ugly yellow sign.
Thank you.
Don't mention it, Darth.
And now, a BDO Radio original production. Drug Ring 2167. Starring Budweiser. Episode number 12, the series finale.
Welcome to the Subspace Travel Hub ticket selection. Please state your destination.
Home. Home
is not a valid destination. Please state or type a valid destination.
Home? Home
is not a valid destination. Please state or type a valid destination.
Home! Home
is not a valid destination. You may use the keyboard to type in a valid destination. Home is not a valid destination. Please state or type in a valid destination. Please do not strike the Subspace Travel Hub ticket selection machine. Please walk away.
Subspace. While everyone was using it to travel about the galaxy, very few people had complete knowledge on what it was made of, or how it worked. A lot of things could go wrong in subspace. Involuntary time dilation or shifting, mysterious mechanical malfunctions, unexplainable matter displacements, and dangerous, random injuries. Trouble in subspace was rare. People used it on a routinely basis to travel about large distances without asking questions. Some scientists who had complete knowledge of the universe could have served useful to the crew of the NSS 421. They would have immediately understood that the dark universe our crew is stuck in, along with a lone star system and a handful of planets, is actually a form of pocket universe held together by a bubble-like deformation in the fabric of subspace, an anomaly caused by the vortex of degradation itself. Fortunately, Eddie, the starship's helmsman, had just enough background in cosmology to put together a very accurate description of the crew's location after a long bit of research. The task took him 6 times the effort of a real scientist, but the conclusions were indeed as good.
Yo, Harry, check this out. We're in a subspace distortion, a pocket universe.
What, man?
Yo, subspace, pocket universe.
Man, I can't hear you. I'm too high and this rock is like talking to me, man.
Man. Yo, Rajid, check it out. I know where we are. Yo, Rajid, come on, man.
Stop by playtime, Azdik.
Yo, fuck, man. Goddamn. Yo, Gregory.
Yo, man. What's up, mofo?
Wow, thank the universe they fixed you. You're the only one here who's not fucked besides me, yo.
I fuck bitches up. I don't fuck me.
Yo, did you know we're in a pocket universe?
Bonnie!
Yeah, boy, okay, whatever, guys, you know. Better go tell a door or a wall or something. They'd be better listeners, yo.
Why was there a star system in this pocket universe? And people, how could they have all entered the secluded universe and pursue their lives there? These are all questions that Dwayne and Buster would be asking themselves at this time, but they are currently much too busy trying to tame a dangerous crackhead who is holding up a gun to them and shaking from fear and paranoia.
Look, put that gun down!
Man, I know you want to steal it, they all do!
Steal what, man? Are you on crack? Oh, wait, you've answered that earlier, sorry.
Look, you listen to me! Don't pretend like you don't know what I'm talking about!
But we don't know what you're talking about.
Then what the hell do you want? You better be good liars.
We want fuel. That's all, man. Just fuel. We're kind of screwed and we need fuel.
For what?
To go back home, man.
Back home? What? Back... Wait. Wait a minute. Are you newbies?
What? Newbies? We're freaking important people. That's who we are.
No, but I... Not that. Newbies. Like, you guys just arrived here?
Arrived? Hey!
What?
I can't concentrate with you pointing that fucking thing at me.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go on.
You mean this universe, this place?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're kind of new, but we didn't really want to come here.
Mind you, we probably got lucky we did. It slowed down our crash when we broke through. We would have all been killed on impact back there.
Back there?
The Silvershine Zone.
The Zone? You're from the Zone too?
Yeah. We're suppliers for, well, most of what's left of the place.
What do you mean, what's left of the place?
Space piranhas, ultra, uber, super crack, long story made short, there's 3 systems left.
Wait a minute. An ancient system built by monks a really long time ago was activated, and then space piranhas devoured the entire place until they were stopped by the use of uber crack?
Right on.
Wow, bad days, eh?
Sure. Hey, do you have fuel?
Well, yeah, we'll have to go back to my place. Then I'll invite you inside. I'm really due for a good hit now. Hey, sorry about that, all that violent talk, you know?
But, what was that device you mentioned?
You'll see.
Meanwhile, back in normal space and time, 10 days have gone by without news of the NSS 421. The Sierrians are getting very worried that their disappearance may involve foul play, and the Falkorian system survivors are certain that Dwayne's disappearance is a trick to avoid negotiations. The Falkorian survivors had picked an inconvenient planet as their shelter home after their system got ravaged. Had they not been busy escaping from carnivorous, self-proliferating mechanical space piranhas at the time, they definitely would have picked a better spot. The shelter planet in question was called Rexxan C, and it wasn't a pretty sight. To begin with, it was beyond the outskirts of the Silvershine Zone. Older, slower shuttles would require several hours, if not days, to perform a return flight to the heart of the zone or the Falkor system itself. The dry, sandy, rusty grounds of Rexxan C and its dull, stale atmosphere were weighing in on the survivor camps and their inhabitants. While things were getting tense, many were planning to return to their world and give a shot at reclaiming their home. After an unsuccessful attempt at locating and negotiating with Dwayne DeVal, Jerry and Dan, two Falkorian survivors who wished to take back their star system by force, returned home to tell the refugees the turn of events and the bad news. They declared war and invited as many non-Falkorian friends as possible to join in. The group of Falkorian refugees, along with allies in possession of powerful weapons, were preparing to return to the Sierrians and reconquer their star system.
All right, now, what do we want?
Home!
What will we do?
Fight!
Who do we kill?
Them!
Who gets the freedom?
Falkor!
Yes! And remember, all of you are not Falkorian. I appreciate your help, and I'm touched that you understand our case.
Yes!
I want to thank the group of survivors from Mount Rio who hooked us up with ships fast enough to make it back in 2 days instead of 5.
Yes!
Are we ready?
Yes! Yes!
Let's go!
The crackhead Buster and Dwayne have just met was leading our main characters back to his home. Dwayne thought of a really good question to ask the man as they were nearing his entrance. So tell me, what is this place?
You mean you're... I'm still trying to grasp the concept here. You're complete newbies.
Yes, absolutely new to the place. No idea where we are.
Wow! We don't get you often. Ever. Man, my hit is overdue. Come with me inside. I'll be a second.
So, what is this place, man?
It's. Wait, hang on. This way.
Okay, well, are you going to answer the question?
Right, the question. You mind if, I just go ahead and,
What?
Well, my hit, man.
Ah, crap, right. Go ahead.
Man, ooh, what is that?
That's the device I spoke of earlier. It's a BX6689C.
A what?
A BX6689C.
Dwayne, you know something I don't...
Well, shut my mouth and paint me red. Yes, I do. The BX6689C is a unit that can create crack out of thin air, but they've never been seen. Not in the last 150 years, at least. It's up to the point where people don't believe they ever existed for real anymore. Excuse me, you own one of these?
Yeah, it keeps me busy. And stoned. And alive. I make a living with this thing. People give me stuff, I give them crack. That's why I wanted to kill you when you visited. I know everyone here, and if there's someone I don't know who visits my place, he's most likely here to grab my device.
We didn't mean to, like, alarm you, but, wait, Dwayne, did you say crack out of thin air?
Thin air, Buster. The machine generates crack.
You've never seen these before.
No, never. Look, are you going to have that hit so you can finally answer my goddamn question?
Question?
Where are we?
Right, where you are. You're on the Oxtra system.
Oxtra? Dwayne?
No idea what that is. Dude, what's the Oxtra system? Where is that?
What? Whoa. That's good.
Man! We've never heard of the Oxtra system. Can we, like, get details?
I'm having difficulty standing my brain and watch now. Let me...
Aw, man, he's fried. Let's give him 15, 20 minutes.
Man, filthy crackheads.
Back on planet Earth, the news people were gathering at a large mall in Boston, to cover a very unusual breaking story.
Hi there, I'm here at the Copley Center, where WHDH News 7 TV camera crew spotted a very famous character walking about this place. An eyewitness reported yesterday seeing the real Darth Vader from the Star Wars movies, and it looks like it wasn't a prank. The man is for real. I'm walking right now into the horde of reporters to see if I can get a word with Darth Vader. Darth, Mr. Darth.
What? Make it quick. I'm just trying to freaking shop.
Mr. Darth Vader, do you...
Hey!
What? What is it?
My name is Darth. Do I look like a dart here? Darth! Damn it!
My apologies. Now, Mr. Darth Vader, do you really come from the movie Star Wars?
For the last time, what the hell is this Star Wars crap you all keep blabbering about?
Star Wars, the movie in which you're one of the stars.
Movie? What? Are you trying to tell me someone stole my image and shoved it in a movie?
That's pretty much what we're saying, yes.
What is it with this planet? I wind up here from a random sequence of events. I'm not even sure where I am. And you're telling me your population knows me from a movie in which you portrayed me? Look, I'll be leaving soon. Now, can I shop before it goes dark?
Sure, Mr. Darth Vader. Well, you've seen it for yourselves. Darth Vader really exists. There doesn't appear to be a Death Star or an Empire, but the man sure is as real as we can see here. This is bringing a lot of historians to wonder, was George Lucas an alien? I'm the artificial intelligence of Randy Price in a hologram form for the WHDH TV News 7. Thanks for watching.
After waiting for 17 minutes, Dwayne impatiently began poking at the crackhead he and Buster had somewhat made friends with. If you could call the situation friendship. The crackhead slowly opened his eyes and moaned.
Hey, crackhead. Hey, wake up. Hey, we've been waiting almost 20 minutes here.
What?
Hey. Just in case this happens again, what's your name? It's really hard to wake someone up with just the words hey and crackhead.
Name? Me? Oh, sorry, man.
Sorry, man?
No, that wasn't my name. I just apologized.
Oh.
My name is Wilfred. Wait, what's your names?
My name's Dwayne.
I'm Buster.
All right, now, why are you here again? You wanted something.
The answer to our question.
Huh?
Where are we?
Right. Right, our location, sorry, right. You're in the Astra system.
You already told us that.
Right, what more? This is the planet Calvair, and you're on the edge of a city called Yestitfuckay.
No. Where are we? Think big. Big?
Oh, right, you're newbies. I gotta tell you why we're in the middle of nowhere.
Now you're getting warm.
Well?
Look, I was born here. I'm like 28, and this place was already the way it is. But I was told by my folks, and, you know, their friends and everything, that around 30 years ago, this whole system resided in the Silvershine Zone, just like you guys were before you got here.
Then what happened? Why did everything around you disappear?
It was during a war between four of the planets in our star system. The battle that took place in the surrounding space all around our system became so thick, some outside observers reported our system looked like it was glowing.
Wow. Well, shoot me in the face and refrigerate my organs. This is the system? I had heard of a story like this. No one can confirm it's true. Just like the crack generator machine story and every other supposed legend in the Silvershine Zone. But it's sort of been far more than 30 years.
Well, my friend, that was us. The glowing system. 30 years ago, at some point during the war, possibly the highest point, hell had broken loose years before, and by that time everyone had jumped into the fight. Travelers around suddenly reported strange things happening in space right about our system. Kind of like...
Anomalies?
Yeah, exactly, anomalies. You know, ships would get torn apart, people got deformed, it was pretty horrifying. Some people warned us that we were outputting too much energy from gunfire in that area of space, you know, and apparently it was already unstable, so subspace started misbehaving and no one listened and they kept fighting. And then, as they reported, it happened.
What happened?
Space around the star system folded. caved in, swallowed us, and boom, no more stars, no more nothing, just us. Like we'd been vacuumed in a bag. 2 years later, I was born here. Talk about a life.
But did anyone ever figure anything out? A way out, for instance?
Well, at first, people really tried, but after a good while, people started giving up. Few of us have these crack machines and get our fellas high and stuff, but that's mostly the only bright spot around here. Our older generation never really recovered from the incident. We had just gone through the largest war in the quadrant, and we sure didn't have much left. Being in the middle of nowhere made things worse. Wasn't anyone around to help rebuild. We were really on our own, so we did what we could to keep on living.
Man, that's fucking awful. If you guys didn't find a way out of here in 30 years, that means that... Oh, crap.
Shit, it means that we definitely won't come up with a way out in 15 minutes.
Man, for once I thought it was gonna be easy.
Better luck next time.
Well, look, I've always said the only condition I'd give someone my device is if they let me out of here and back where my father used to live with all the other people.
You're giving the BX6689C against the ticket home?
Wow, bold move. Imagine how hard Haley would work trying to win it.
Now, hey guys, you mind? I'm right about overdue for another one here.
Oh, go right ahead.
I'm going to call Eddie on the mobile to let him know we've got answers, finally.
You mean pretty bad news?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, Captain!
Eddie, how's things coming along?
Yeah, why did you leave the fucking mobile off? I'm stuck here with Haley, Rajid, and the fucking retarded robot. Couldn't you at least have kept your line open to keep me company?
Look, Eddie, I'm sorry, but Eddie, we have answers.
Bad news, you mean?
Shut up, Buster.
Yeah, I have answers, too. We're stuck in a pocket universe shaped by subspace distortions, possibly caused by the vortex of degradation of the Silvershine Zone.
Wow. Okay, you really got ahead of me, I see. Looks like we almost got killed for nothing.
Yo, what?
Nothing. Look, Eddie, you'll never guess what.
What?
The guy we met here is a BX6689C.
Yo, what?
A BX6689C.
Dude, I thought those were just like a theory or something.
Nope, these guys have him.
Wow, I remember they say those things were so powerful, if you accidentally overload them, they open a huge rift in time and... space. Hey, Captain, I think I...
Eddie, you're fucking brilliant!
Yeah, I don't know how I remembered that. The BX6689C could open a rift big enough to send us and the system back home, y'all!
Well, throw me down a building and liquefy my balls in a blender. Holy crap, Eddie, you're absolutely right.
Yeah, man, all that guy needs to do is bring that thing here. We'll wire it through a few power cells that are left, and that should make the thing sweat open a portal into normal space.
Crackhead. Wilfred. Hey, you're not high again, are you?
Yeah.
Man, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We'll take you up on that offer. The BX6689C for a trip home. You, us, and your whole system.
How are you gonna send us?
We need to overload your BX6689C, and a rift big enough to suck this whole system back into normal space will open.
Look, man, you break my machine without us going back home, I swear I'll kill you all. Unless we're back in normal space, the big space there. Then you live. Because there's probably crack there, too. There's still a crack out there, right?
Yeah, I sell it. Don't worry, we'll give you deals.
Okay, then. I guess that's a deal.
Eddie, we're coming over with a BX6689C. Have Gregory up and ready outside the airlocks of the ship to protect us from any intruders. From what we hear, this machine's really popular, and a lot of people want to get their hands on it.
Yeah, I got you, Captain.
The people of the Oxtra system indeed accidentally had their system swallowed in a subspace bubble by simply fighting. Using interspatial particle weapons, much too frequently and abundantly. The convergence of so many crossing particle beams destabilized the surrounding space-time fabric, which was already severely affected by the Silvershine Zone's vortex of degradation. And when the battles got ridiculously large, trillions of people died in them, the local subspace caved in from the overpowering energy, and a large rift opened, large enough to take in the whole system, leaving the people on the planet's ground intact, but destroying every single warship and killing every single pilot fighting in the whereabouts. While the Oxtra system left normal time and space as somewhat of a system to avoid, it is now far worse than it left off, and the looks of its planets, its people, and the things these inhabitants once built bring on many thoughts of pity and despair. Back in normal time and space, 12 days have passed since the NSS 421's disappearance. The Sierrians were still monitoring the area, but the number of shuttles was down to only one. The Sierra military police fleet wasn't going to waste resources on foul play, which is what they believed was the cause for Duane DeVal's disappearance. The captain of this remaining shuttle, Regent Swipe, of the Sierra military police fleet, had just finished his rounds, 6 times in a row. Each minute was getting longer, more boring, and endless.
Captain, we detected a medium-sized shuttle flying through this space.
Finally, something to do. Okay, page them, and if they block it, force it through. Approaching shuttle, identify yourselves.
Hello?
Please, identify yourselves.
This is the Starship Redemption. I am Captain and Minister Joshua Longborn. We are on a mission of peace, seeking redemption, and worshipping Jesus and the Holy Spirit.
Oh, how fascinating. Hey, Minister Longborn?
What is it, my son?
Run an X-ray spectrometer of the coordinates I'm sending over.
Why?
Just run the scan. You'll see.
All right, running. Why, it looks like there's a lot of X-ray emissions in that area. But, hey, why can't our spectrometers see anything on optical frequencies?
That's because it could be a message from your Lord.
The Holy Spirit in material form? Showing to give us a sign?
Indeed. The Holy Spirit in person? Why don't you head right for it and go see?
Looks like that's what we're going to do. This is a sign. We must follow it. Sir, we thank you for this.
No problem. Swipe out.
Captain!
What is it, Ensign Akhtar?
You sent him on crash course with Sagittarius A Black Hole.
I know. It's so easy to fool religious people to drive right into black holes. Makes a heck of a way to pass the time, too. Look, that killed off, what, 5, 10 minutes? Lovely, Ensign. Set us up for another round.
Right away, Captain.
In our now somewhat mostly known pocket universe, Duane, Buster, and Wilfred were about to carry the BX6689C crack generator outside the edges of the Yestzitfake city.
Okay, you got your end?
Yeah. Buster, you got a good grip?
Yeah, man.
Okay, then we should be good to walk through this field and to your ship.
What about intruders? None of us have a hand free.
Didn't you call for Gregory?
Yeah, but near the airlocks.
Did you hear that?
Hear what?
That.
Yeah, I heard that.
Shit, we're being followed, man. I think we should put this thing down.
Do what the man just said.
What?
Put the device down and step away.
Duane, they have guns.
I know. Now would be a great time for...
Perpetrators!
Gregory!
Gregory, how did you know? We only told you to guard the airlocks.
In my special life, I can detect 7 things, yo. Bitches, money, and intruders with guns. 7 things, yo.
You mean 3 things?
Yo, 7!
Right.
I detect intruders and came to kill their heads! Yay!
Thanks, Gregory.
Is that a robot?
Yeah.
I'm an electric pimp, yo! I would pimp you some prostitutes, but I'm sorry, no bitches, yo.
It's okay, I have my crack.
This way, everyone. We have to work fast. It's even possible that time in this pocket universe passes slower here than it does outside. We can come back after only days and years would have passed in normal space and time.
Damn, I hadn't thought of that one. Hurry, guys, come on!
And now, due to the overwhelming length of this special episode, we're going to take a short break. And during this time, I'll take the opportunity to entertain you all. While I amaze you with my showbiz skills, feel free to get a snack, restock on drugs, call yourself some escorts, and possibly even discard of a few excrements. And now a song from deep down in my heart. Okay, here we go. It's a wonderful time. I listen to a lot of material. Yeah. Oh, solo. Oh, yeah. Take it away.
Yeah. No, in my heart, yeah, maybe because... Ta-da! Solo! Hope you're enjoying yourselves tonight, people.
You suck!
Get off the stage, boo!
Why, thank you.
And now we resume our story. Please be seated comfortably. It only took moments, relatively speaking, with the size of the task at hand, for Eddie and Dwayne to connect one of the NSS-421's remaining functional power cells to the VX6689C crack generator device. Eddie, Rajiv, Haley, Dwayne, Buster, Gregory, and Wilfred all stood in the bridge, ready to activate the power cell and test Eddie's theory.
So you're telling me that if this doesn't work, the blast from the overload will just kill us?
Yeah, that's pretty much right. I thought I'd let you know.
Look, man, as far as I know, for all my life, we've been trying. Don't look my way. I don't care. I'm home or I die. So either way, this device won't matter anymore.
Man, 30 years. Dwayne, someone should have found a way home by now. I think this is our only way out.
Haley, step away from the machine.
Hang on, Captain Man. I'll just generate a few more 100 watts, man. Wow, man. Ow, man.
Get away from the machine. Thank you.
Ready?
Ready. Eddie, hit it!
Darth Vader had finally gotten fed up with Earth. After the last of too many news reporter ambush, he jumped into his shuttle and set course for the Silvershine Zone. After 3 days of lying down in a shuttle, he finally met his destination, and once he got there, he was thirsty. Darth landed his shuttle on Bakiton Ultra 4 and went to have a beer at the Sideliner. While he was sipping away at the alcoholic beverage with a tube, he noticed an interesting structure through the windows outside the bar. He made his way outside to investigate.
This is interesting. Never seen one of those. Excuse me. Hey, can you tell me what that thing is?
That has done been a machine for sexin', y'all.
A what?
It's done been a machine for sexin', y'all.
Sexin'? What?
Y'all can't hear me? A machine for sexin'. You know, humpy sex.
Sex? A machine for sex? Oh, I see.
Yeah, it done distributate prostitutes.
It, distributes prostitutes.
That's what I done said.
Sure. Thanks.
No problem. Y'all enjoy trying that.
I sure will. Now, let's see. The Pimpotronic Superplex.
Welcome to the Pimpotronic Superplex. Please insert your IGCB debit card to get started.
Okay. Select, white, blonde, slim, tan skin.
We propose to you Ellie, Grace, or Tammy.
Wow. I think I'll go for Ellie. Bring Ellie on.
Selection made. The prostitutes will be available at the front door in 5 minutes. Thank you for using the Pimpotronic Superplex.
I haven't done this in months. This is so worth it.
Back in the Silvershine Zone, 15 days had gone by since Dwayne Duval, Buster Waltrick, and the entire NSS-421's crew disappeared. The Sierian vessel, led by Captain Regent Swipe, were getting colossally bored. The shockwave anomalies were still happening, but most of the traffic in the area was being properly diverted from the dangerous zones, so there wasn't much point in their services. But then, the scanners, radars, and spectrometers on their ship went haywire. Their bubble of listlessness broke, and suddenly something seemed to be happening.
What are you saying, Ensign Octa?
The spectrometers, they're going nuts! The readings are off the charts! It doesn't make sense!
Is this thing broken?
The sensors say everything is fine, but these readings are insane!
Captain, check visual.
Whoa, what the hell is that?
Captain, it's a giant rift opening! This problem is getting out of hand! We should get out of here!
Wait, enlarge image. What's that coming out of the rift?
Captain, it appears to be... I can't believe it.
What?
It's an entire planetary system.
Captain, we have to get out of the way.
You're right. It's headed right for us. It's an Akta. Move her out of the way. Quickly.
Yes, sir.
For a moment, to Dwayne, the rest of his crew, their newfound friend Wilfred, and all the population of the Akstra system, life was ending right there and right now. A bright white light engulfed the entire star system and then collapsed onto it. It looked like the end of the world. They all felt like their molecules were being pulled apart, one by one. This was, in fact, exactly what happened. When Eddie triggered the BX6689C to go into complete overload, the unit emitted, for a fraction of a second, enough gravitons to pull apart time and space for light years around. This effect caused the subspace pocket holding the Akstra system hostage to collapse onto itself, forcibly ejecting any matter that resided within its hollow center. The Akstra system, its inhabitants, and any other matter in the way were all ejected out of the pocket and back into normal space and time, in its original shapes and in its initial location, the Silvershine Zone. As a bonus in this whole incident, the BX6689C caused a crack rock the size of about half an average planet to materialize, following the Akstra system in its release.
Whoa! Are we alive or something?
Yeah, Captain, we're still in the ship, apparently!
Yeah, he's right, man.
Maybe we're ghosts. Let's look for our bodies.
We look alive, man! Let me smoke a rock and I'll tell you how it goes.
Captain, man, I'll do the same thing. Not because I want to smoke crack, but because I really care about knowing if we're alive, you know?
Right, Haley. Look, guys, it looks like we're fine. What? Hey, we did it! Man, I forget something!
Yeah, my experiment!
Right! Did we go through? Are we back?
Dwayne, I see stars in the chart, man! I see stars!
Show me! Oh yeah! That's the Silvershine Zone, baby! For 30 years, you guys tried! We do it in a few hours!
But, Dwayne!
What?
I just compared the ship date to the Central Cosmic Date and Time Server!
How much? How long has gone by?
15 days!
15 days? Whoa! It could have been worse, but 15? Shit, the Sierrians must be shitting their pants!
Shall I contact them, like, now?
No, not yet. We need a ship. Eddie, call Earth. The NSS 420 must be completely repaired by now. Have him haul that ship over here. Mega super death danger emergency of the millennium, as in right the fuck now. You know, like, because we need it now. Not tomorrow, not in an hour, not in 5 seconds. Now! Yesterday even, it could be...
No, hey, I get it, Dwayne. Rush!
Yes, it's a rush.
The Sierrians couldn't believe it. Captain Swipe had alarmingly called for several backup ships. Their radars and view screens revealed that an entire planetary system had appeared out of what seemed to be vast, empty space. However, before the security fleet could dispatch any research shuttles to the mystery system, another issue quickly distracted everyone.
Captain Swipe!
What is it now? I'm busy setting up research shuttle bots. We've detected several life forms on that system.
Three ships! Incoming! Weapons loaded!
What?!
Did I say three ships? Make that four! Five! No, six! Wait! Shit, ten!
Contact them! Now! This is Captain Regent Swipe of the Sierra Military Police Fleet. Why are you approaching us in this hostile fashion?
We are the survivors of the Falcor system. We have come to claim what is ours.
Please leave the area or we will respond with force.
Captain, incoming concussion missile!
Crap, evasive maneuvers! Open fire! I'm calling for backup again!
There's no way we'll fight all these guys ourselves, damn it! Brace for impact!
Great timing. The whole star system appears out of nowhere and we get distracted by morons who want to reclaim the place they don't even have enough money to live on with? Return fire. A lot.
The Sierrians were still not aware that the somewhat inhabitable but inoperable remains of the NSS 421 were at rest on the surface of the planet Calvaire in the Axtra system, which has just been thrown out of a subspace pocket back into normal space and time in the Silvershine Zone. Before anything could be done, including notifying the Sierrians, Dwayne needed a new, or at least, fully operational ship. Eddie had called out for a rush delivery of the NSS 420, the original ship that was damaged at takeoff during the beginning of our story. Like the NSS 421, the NSS 420 was equipped with state-of-the-art engines that could clear vast distances in mere hours. It had only been 2 hours' wait, and Dwayne's original flagship was orbiting Calvaire, ready for immediate boarding. The service crew delivering the vessel flew down with passenger shuttles to bring our crew in their freshly revamped starship. After a quick inspection, Dwayne was on his way to his beloved space vehicle's bridge, ready to continue his mission.
All right, guys, I've just inspected central controls. We look good. Got a lot to do. Eddie, locate the Sierrians. Haley, put that fucking pipe down.
Man, but I... Ow, man!
And check with the construction fleets if they're still in the area. Buster, figure out how much crap was shot out of that rift we created. Subspace can be tricky, and there could have been other systems in there.
Captain, the Sierrians aren't far from here. In fact, you screen should,
What's that I see on the screen? Well, slap me with a coat rack and fornicate me with a jackhammer. Is that the Sierrian military ship?
Yeah, it's being attacked, Captain.
Crap. They won't even hold as much as a lizard's testicle against that fleet.
They're up against 15 ships, and it looks like there's more on the way.
Set up coordinates. Rush your way there. They'll need our help.
Gotcha. And Dwayne,
what is it?
When we overloaded the generator, a crack rock half the size of an average planet popped out of nowhere. It's sitting in orbit around the fourth planet of the Oxtra system as we speak.
A crack rock? You mean we did that?
Apparently so.
Look, let's deal with this dogfight and keep an eye on the rock later, okay? It's bound to attract just a few too many people. Eddie, are we close?
Yeah, we're within range and we're being targeted already.
Actually, they're firing now. Hold on. Return fire. Cover the Sierrians.
Captain, there's two incoming Sierrian shuttles.
I guess they asked for backup. Contact Regent Swipe in the first shuttle. Captain Swipe, this is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 420.
Captain Duval, where have you been?
I've been stuck in a subspace pocket for what seemed to use 15 days. Long story. How did you guys get into this scrap?
Well, Captain, the attackers wanted to speak to you.
Who are they?
They're survivors from the Halley system. The one they knew was Falcor, and they're quite angry that we've taken possession of their home.
But they just showed up here and started shooting?
No, they came to us a little over a week ago asking to speak with you, but we had no idea where you were.
No idea. Of course not. We didn't even know where we were. Let me at them. I want to speak to them.
Here's their frequency range. Page them on that.
Will do. This has got to stop.
Cover our off decks. We're starting to prevent pretty much everything in this ship from damage.
I'll get them to stop this crap now. Sounds better?
It would serve us all well. Good luck.
Attacking fleet, this is Dwayne Duval of the NSS 420. Please cease firing on my allies, and I'll be willing to hear your demands.
We've already voiced our commands, and you chose to ignore us. We are claiming our home by force.
Look, stop firing on my allies. Your scrap is with me, not them. I'd also like to add I did not intentionally avoid you. If you scan the area, you'll notice it's full of tachyon emission residue from a subspace pocket that collapsed.
And what does that tell us? It proves nothing at all.
Sure it does. It proves that we've just been ejected out of that collapsed pocket. Now stop firing on my allies and speak up, dammit.
I will order my fleet to cease fire for 3 minutes. That is the time we'll allow for any form of negotiation.
It's a start.
All vessels cease fire. All vessels cease fire.
Okay, wait. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we're done firing. Wait, who shot that? Keep your fleet in line, sir.
Who shot that?
Sorry, man, it was me.
Thompson, you retard, stop confusing the intravenous cannabis injector button and the missile launch button.
Sorry, Dan.
Now, let's hear you out.
Captain Dwayne Duval, you have been building on a star system we once knew as our home. You've gone as far as renaming it, and we're not happy about this. In fact, we want our home back. You can't just take it from us like this.
Okay, fair enough at first sight, but think of this, guys.
What the hell are you gonna do with your home anyway? You don't have anywhere near enough funds to rebuild anything, let alone return a breathable atmosphere on the surface. We got paid several trillion to rebuild. It's a contract and the client has the money.
It's not the money or the ability to rebuild. It's a question of principle. That place was ours, and we should have the priority on it. That's all. There cannot be any other way.
Look, it's not like you won't be able to, like, live there once the construction is done. I mean, this is going to be a system full of facilities open to the public.
Granted, but we won't be in charge. Unacceptable.
Listen, guys, I'd like to just hand you the whole system back,
Dwayne,
but it
Dwayne, hold on a bit. I have an idea. Can you make them hold?
Can you guys hold the line for a second? I need to confer with my commissioner.
Buster Waltrick quickly gave Dwayne a solution that would fix it all. His commissioner hadn't only thought of resolving the biggest problem of the hour, but his solution spanned every gigantic screw-up that had occurred over the past weeks. The time rifts, the new system, the Falkor-Haley system and its rebuilding, the demands of the Falkorian survivors, and even the crack rock that, to our crew's great luck, had not yet been noticed by anyone. Dwayne needed to work fast. Luckily, things worked in his favor as the Sierrians raved about the solution Buster Waltrick had devised.
Captain Duval, that's brilliant.
So you can tell your people that the time is now. Since we've only got structures to build, it should only take 6 to 12 hours. And it's an okay location if we fix it up. I mean, it's not something I'd spit on.
Great.
Yeah, man. And if they're, like, pissed off, man, you tell them this, man. They get the crack now, man. Not tomorrow, now, man. Woohoo! Crack, man!
Settle down, boy.
Yes, Crackton. Captain?
I'm notifying my government. You'll be seeing passenger fleets on their way within the next 8 hours.
Good. Don't be too early and everything should go fine, okay? Now, hey, Eddie.
What, man?
Where did Haley go?
I don't know.
Man, he was right behind me a minute ago.
Captain, we're detecting a shuttle launch.
God damn it, Paige!
His comm is blocked.
I'll kill that crackhead. Who knows where he's gone now? Who knows what germs he's gonna bring back? Okay, Eddie, set course for the Falkorian fleet. We've got to move fast because they only gave us half an hour after they heard Buster's proposition.
In my view, they still think it's too good to be true.
Captain, I can't locate the fleet. In fact, I can't locate anything.
What do you mean?
The navigation scanners aren't working.
Eddie, worse, the ECU is missing.
The ECU is missing? Well, crash my car into an exploding ogre and jerk me till my spooge is blood. How the hell did that happen?
Beats me, man. It was here until, Captain?
Haley was indeed a mere shell of what he used to be. On crack, his determination, logic, integrity, dignity, and self-respect were completely lifted, and most of his thoughts were focused on getting the next crack fix. But even with the tasks Haley wanted to get done, poor thinking would always be applied. Crackhead logic would seep in and twist things senseless. Haley had departed on a trip to obtain crack from a dealer he knew on Bakiton Utra 4. With this dealer, clients would pay in very original ways, given the compensation was worth more than a traditional cash payment. For example, in exchange for, say, the electronic control unit of a heavy-duty, high-payload starship, Haley could get his hands on 7 ounces of crack. Haley didn't take too long on his unexpected mission and quickly returned to the NSS 420, happy he can now finally go lock himself in clean quarters and enjoy hit after hit of crackful goodness.
Ship docked. You are aboard the NSS 420.
Open door, man.
Door opening.
Where the hell have you been?
Well, Captain, man, how'd you get here?
I detected your shuttle landing in this docking bay. Now, where the fuck were you?
I went to sell our ECU for some crack, man.
You what? You're just going to admit it like that? You sold our fucking ECU in the middle of a major crisis?
Man, it's a brilliant business move. Look at this bag full of crack, man.
You moron. You're rich, Haley.
I'm what? Oh, yeah, right. It's true. I'm rich, man. Woohoo!
You moron. Why did you sell our ECU?
To get some crack, man. It's great business moves, man. You look at this. Ow, man!
Dwayne knew the Falkorians would keep their word. In roughly 17 minutes, they would open fire on the 4 Sierrian shuttles patrolling the area and would fight for their star system to the death. Because time was of the essence, Dwayne, Eddie, and Buster boarded the only unit that still had an ECU inside it, the passenger shuttle. 14 minutes later, Dwayne opened comm to notify the Falkorians of his arrival.
Falkorian fleet, this is Dwayne Duval of the... of this crummy passenger shuttle.
What happened to your majestic starship, Captain Duval?
Yeah, what's with this puny gay shuttle? Is that your secret weapon?
Thompson, shut up. Let me talk to him.
Sorry, Dan.
So, what's the plan here?
Well, the plan is this. First off, the Sierrians have agreed to the change. They're going to pay $15 trillion for the crack rock we accidentally created on our way back.
A crack rock?
Yes, it belongs to the Sierrians now.
How big?
About half a standard planet. Look, you're not getting a chunk, okay?
Then why are we discussing here? We should be firing at you.
No, no. I'm getting to the part where we give you your whole system back. Just like that.
Just like that.
Just like that. I also convinced the Sierrians to set up shop on the star system that appeared a few hours ago. They're naming that one Haley. It was originally known as Oxtra.
Which means we get to keep our system and keep the name Falkor?
Yes, and not only that, but there's half-built installations that have breathable air systems inside.
It's a start. It's much better than our refugee planets. Fleet, let's claim our home.
You guys go ahead and enjoy.
And so we have it. Everyone in the Silvershine Zone made happy. The Sierrians would get their system, and because of the gigantic crack rock that materialized out of nowhere, the construction of production facilities, and the purchase of mass quantities of cocaine would not be required. Instead, they bought the rock, and the party could start right away for the inhabitants of their distant planetary system. Dwayne and Buster had just made a 100% profit sale out of the crack rock. Given they had not spent a penny to get their hands on the colossal quantity of crack they had just sold, the whole $15 trillion was in their account, lined up to be spent on rebuilding a planet of their own, a place they could use to run their solid new network throughout the entire zone. The remaining $5 trillion of the contract between Dwayne and the Sierrians were used to help rebuild most of the habitable but somewhat ravaged Oxtra system, now known by the Sierrians as the Haley system. The original inhabitants of the Oxtra system welcomed the change. Unlike the Falkorians, they would not resist and instead simply appreciate the construction of new structures on their home planets.
News 88, I'm your news anchor, Ring Bling Wall. It has been just about 1 week since renowned Captain Dwayne Duval created the Treaty of Haley, signed by the Sierrian officials that have recently set up shop in the Silvershine Zone and the survivors of the Falkor Star System, a system on which up to 1 week ago, Duval and his crew were rebuilding at their own profit. The treaty declared that Sierra would have complete authority over Oxtra, a star system that was ejected out of an ancient subspace pocket that held the system hostage for over 250 years. Which, as a side note, should I add, seemed to last only 30 years to the people on any planet of Oxtra, a symptom of time dilation brought on by the subspace pocket. The Haley Treaty also allowed the Sierrians to rename the system to Haley, and as part of another deal, the Sierrians gained ownership of the largest crack rock in known history, one that would finally answer Sierrians' questions about crack. The treaty also gave the Falkor system its name and its natives back. Falkorian survivors of the recent devastation in the Silvershine Zone are beginning to settle in on their home system, making use of several habitable structures left on the planets by Dwayne Duval's operations. Only one day ago, the last time rift-like anomaly was spotted. Scientists are saying that the anomalies have ceased because of the rapidly increasing population inside the Silvershine Zone. With the addition of the Oxtra system and its original inhabitants, and the addition of the billions of Sierrians that have moved in the famous zone, the vortex of degradation is said to have stabilized and is most likely not to misbehave for a long, long time, if not forever. In other recent news, the Sierrian stock market, the very best-rated stock market in the known local group for the past 16 years, has completely collapsed. Famine, war, crime, and depravity, qualities that have never come close to the entire Sierrian star system, have now all set in, and the situation is becoming rather desperate. Sierrian military police fleet captain Regent Swipe speaks on the matter.
Who cares about the stock, man? All the stock we care of is crack. Do you want crack? Wait, you can't want crack, because I want crack. Do you have crack? Anything? I'll pay. Not right away, but I'll pay.
Ghastly.
Some specialists are associating Sierra's downfall with the fact that billions of Sierrians have settled in the Silvershine Zone, and billions of others have paid a visit in their new star system in the middle of the red light district of the Milky Way. Man, Dwayne, you should check out the news. So much happened since we left.
Like what?
Well, for instance, it looks like one of the earlier anomalies that made us all chicks transformed a reputable cargo pilot into the real Darth Vader.
Darth Vader? Isn't he in that famous series of Star Wars movies from the 20th and the 21st century?
Yeah, that Darth Vader. He was so real, he actually flew to Earth and told people he was looking for a way home, which he had left from a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
So what's up with him now?
Well, unless he ran into an anomaly to transform himself back into his normal person, he's probably still Darth Vader. No one's heard from neither version of this person for days now.
I wonder where he is.
Yeah, and what's up with Sierra? Haley, you here, man? Now all your people are fucking crackheads.
Man, that didn't take long.
Man, I can't hear you guys. Right.
Look, it's not that sad. You know why?
Why?
Those guys did save the zone by bringing in so many people at once. Like those scientists said while we were gone, it would take a huge repopulation in a short time to make the dangerous time rifts go away.
Well, honk my donkey and milk the llama. You're right. Indirectly, Sierrians... Haley is, well, are responsible for saving this zone. You hear that, Haley?
What, man? Captain Man, I hear beeping, man. You said something to me in beeps. I hear a lot of beeping.
Never mind, Haley. What a retard. Eddie, set course for the sideliner. We're due for a few days in a row of constant partying.
Man, I hope I don't screw up another prostitute delivery mechanism.
I hope that if you break a prostitute delivery mechanism, we don't get chased by the owners of that mechanism afterwards.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Wait, where's Haley?
He was right here.
Yeah, Captain, there's a shuttle leaving.
Page him. Haley, if you took something from the ship again, I swear I'll rape you with a samurai.
Man, Captain Man, I didn't take anything. I'm going to sell the shuttle, man.
Haley, you idiots, you don't need to sell the shuttle. You're fucking rich.
Oh, man. True, man. Okay, then I'll go buy some crack with... Wow, man, my money, man.
Fuck, man, such a retard.
This is a breaking report. I'm Ring Bling Wall for News 88. Sierra, a system which mere weeks ago was a respectable, organized, and safe place, have recently gone in a sharp downfall in their economy, society, politics, and quality of life. We were already surprised enough to learn that drugs, crime, prostitution, and other ghastly things had set in their system, but ladies and gentlemen, Sierra ceases to stun us with their newfound mediocrity. Samson Haley and a few fellow Sierrian politicians have agreed to sell the fourth planet of the star system they bought and rename the Haley system. For those who wonder what the motive of this planetary sale was, Admiral Samson Haley simply responds, "It will get our people more crack, man. It's just smart businessman with crack, yay."
And this is where our story officially ends. Drug Ring 2167 was an original BDO Radio production, written by Budweiser at the BDO Radio Studios in Montreal, Canada. In this episode, Halo was Captain Regent Swipe. Thanks to Wired Guy, Halo, J-Man, Nick Montoya, and all others who supported and helped with this project. Did they even scrape off the pot leaf graffiti on the right side of the ship when they fixed it up? I mean, they had plenty of time. We've been flying the other ship for weeks.
No, Captain.
God damn it, all the damage is gone. They cleaned the inside, replaced both engines, and they missed the pot leaf graffiti.
It's not that much a big deal, Dwayne. Leave it. Anyway, you remember what happened last time you tried to do something about it at the beginning? We crashed 10 feet out of docking bay.
It draws attention. We're drug dealers flying around with a spaceship that has a pot leaf graffiti on it. I mean, where did we park to get that kind of shit done to our ship?
Yeah, Captain, man, let it rest. It's really not that bad.
Hand me the controls. I'll scrape it off of that nearby asteroid.
Yeah, Captain, now what are you doing?
Shit, did I damage something?
Yes, Captain, you scraped an engine off again.
Allow alcoholic idiot to pilot this
You
vessel.
Idiot.
Alert. We're crashing on Haley 1.
Captain, want to call in advance for a replacement ship?
Sure. Have them send the,
The NSS can't fly for shit?
Shut up, Buster.
You rather the NSS 10 feet out of docking bay?
Man, I'll bitch slap you.
Yo, guys, shut up. We're about to hit.
Somewhere in the Silvershine Zone...
I am Gregory, the electro pimp working for Pimpatronic. I'm special. Give me Ardo now.
Spare me, please.
I didn't know it was so expensive.
We nice credit to you, you pay now, bitch.
Why doesn't it deny the transaction if I don't have enough money? You guys just automatically took everything I could afford and assumed I wanted the rest on credit.
Bitch, pay the money now. You take two bitches, you pay for you two bitches.
How much?
$6,000.
$6,000?
Bitch, you pay on time, you don't have problems. You're late, pay now.
Look, perhaps I can do some...
My legs!
Bitch, that's just your legs for now. I'll come back later when you have to pay now, bitch!